92.1 WGHN. It is a brand new segment debuting today. We call it Conklin's Corner. A few minutes with Grand Haven's American Legion Post 28. And it's brought to you by Seniors Helping Seniors. Learn more at shslakeshore.com.
Attention, veterans. Seniors Helping Seniors Lakeshore is looking for active, compassionate, and caring veterans to be companion caregivers for senior veterans who want to remain in their homes and could use some additional assistance. We want you. Earn extra income while giving back to those comrades in need. Contact Seniors Helping Seniors Lakeshore at www.shslakeshore.com or call us at 616-669-6925. And thank you for your service.
We call it Conklin's Corner with the Grand Haven American Legion. Commander Walt Peterson in the WGHN studio. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Fine, Mary Ellen.
Good to see you this morning. Let's talk a little bit of what can you tell our audience? I don't want to assume that everybody knows who Charles Conklin is. We know that that's why the post was named after him. It's Post 28, the American Legion. Tell us a little bit about Charles Conklin.
All right. Charles Conklin was a Grand Haven native. Graduated from Grand Haven High School, class of 1914. He was very active in high school in sports, and particularly baseball. He was called Chuck to his friends and family, and he was just, for everybody's knowing him, was just a great all-around guy. After graduating from Grand Haven, he moved to Cincinnati, Ohio, where he was working. And 4 years later, he entered into the military.
Okay.
He eventually was sent over to France, and it was in May 7th, 1918, near Baccarat, France, that he succumbed to injuries sustained while in a battle. He was interred in France in a Baccarat cemetery, but was returned to the U.S. in 1921, and his final resting place is here in Lake Forest Cemetery. And our American Legion Honor Guard does a ceremony remembering his name and honor every year on the anniversary of his death.
Okay, wonderful. Where did you serve?
I served in the Navy 1970 to 74.
Okay.
Vietnam veteran. 3 years and 9 months on a destroyer. 32 different countries. The only distance I didn't travel completely around the globe was the distance from Vietnam to India. So all the way around to Nam, Hong Kong, the Philippines, Japan.
Wow.
Guam, Midway, and then all the way around the other way up into the Persian Gulf, the Gulf of Oman, the Straits of Hormuz, mm-hmm. and several of the Arabian countries there.
Wow, that's awesome. We call this segment Conklin's Corner with the Grand Haven American Legion and Commander Walt Peterson in the WGHN studio. And we're here to talk about things that are happening at the Legion. First, though, let's talk about who can join the Legion. I know that I can't because I thought, well, my brothers served Vietnam.
Yes.
But you have to, it has to be somebody closer in your family. Am I correct on that?
A descendant. If
okay.
you did not serve yourself, either a father, mother, or grandfather or grandmother,
okay.
you can come in if a, for you, it would be joining the Women's Auxiliary.
Mm-hmm.
For your brother, it would be joining, well, since he is a veteran, he mm-hmm. joined the Legion himself as a veteran.
Got it.
If he wasn't, again, under his father or grandmother mm-hmm. or grandfather, etc., then he could join the Sons of the American Legion.
Got it. Okay. But you can still enjoy everything that the American Legion offers.
Exactly.
And you offer so much.
This is one thing that a lot of people don't realize. Everybody thinks that you have to be a member to attend the post here. You do not have to be a member. The only thing that you cannot do as a non-member is purchase an alcoholic beverage.
Mm-hmm.
But a member can purchase an alcoholic beverage for you.
Mm-hmm.
But you can, anytime we have the different meals that we serve there, you can come in, you can purchase a non-alcoholic beverage, you can purchase the meals. There are several times throughout the year that we do have what is called a public license.
Mm-hmm.
When we have the public license, even the public, a non-member, can purchase an alcoholic drink. But it's a special license that we use on specific dates. For example, when we have our annual chili cook-off,
right,
we have the public license going. Anybody can come in, enjoy the chili contest, mm-hmm, as well as participate in alcoholic beverages. When we do our Vegas night, the same thing. We are open to public license. The public can come in and purchase an alcoholic beverage. The biggest time that we have is the Coast Guard Festival.
Oh, sure.
During the entire Coast Guard Festival, we're under that public license.
Right.
And for those days, the public is free to come in and, again, purchase either meals and or
yeah,
an alcoholic beverage.
I've always had a really nice time when I go to the Legion. I've gone to see bands and whatnot, and everyone is just very, very friendly. They're more than happy to you know, share the history of the Legion, and it's just a really friendly place. Now, tonight from 5 to 7, it's a potato bar in Paul's Chili.
Yes.
Yum. What's so special about Paul's Chili?
Well, Paul Kubitschek passed away just
yeah,
this past year.
Aw.
He was one of the more active and just about so many things and areas that Paul was active in.
Mm-hmm.
He was a great all-around guy. One of the great things about him was he did have a great chili recipe.
Ah.
Well, we've continued in using Paul Kubitschek's chili recipe, and they do it at the potato bar this evening. Baked potato with other toppings.
Nice.
As well as you could have the chili topping on it as well.
Yum. That's from 5 to 7. $10. That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you have something called, okay, DJ Musical Bingo. You have to tell me what this is all about.
This is a brand new thing that we have decided to dip our toes into.
Yeah.
Here. We expect it to be a lot of fun. Everything that I've heard about it from other venues that have done it, it is very well accepted. People have a great time. It is, if you're good on music trivia, then you can do really good on the DJ Musical
Bingo. I'm raising my hand. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fun. That's from 6 to 8. Burgers on Friday from 5:30 to 7. And then on the 11th, it's an open license day.
Yes.
Which means if you want to come, you can get a drink that day.
Correct.
Yeah, it's amazing all the stuff that you guys do. It really, really is. I mean, it's just one thing after another, keeping that Legion hopping all the time. Very nice.
The American Legion, the three things that we focus on the most, of course, is first the veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Second is the veteran and their family. But then beyond that, it's the community as a whole. And we do contribute to a number of community things here in the area, in the Grand Haven, Ferrisburg, Spring Lake, and even up into Muskegon area,
mm-hmm,
on a regular basis annually. We also provide scholarships for students. And we're all, again, veteran, family, and community.
Yeah.
And this is one of the reasons why we want to stress that we are open to non-members.
Mm-hmm.
We are fully accessible, handicap accessible with an elevator to even get to the deck.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. This is going to be a great segment. I'm excited to learn stuff every week on Conklin's Corner with the Grand Haven American Legion. It is a brand new segment. And Commander Walt Peterson, you're no stranger to a microphone. I mean, you just sat down, pulled that mic right in front of you and knew what to do. So I really appreciate it. Thank you for your service to this country. It's Conklin's Corner. A few minutes with Grand Haven's American Legion Post 28, brought to you by Seniors Helping Seniors. Learn more at shslakeshore.com.